Okay, today we're starting the continuation of Rechitza B'Yom Kippur. Okay, there's a lot to say. The different parts to this discussion, which we're not going to have all time to do today, we're going to have to do most of it next week, but let's see a couple of things. I think Mat Ephraim is a good thing to do today. On page 13. Mat Ephraim, it was written by Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius. And he was a businessman. He wasn't an official rabbinic position. He was a businessman, but he was considered one of the Gedolei Hador, even though, you know, he wasn't officially, he's known for the famous tshuva that him and the Mishkanos Yaakov argued on whether you can make Erevin in big cities. That the Mishkanos Yaakov said that whenever you have a big city, it's a shayla of Asiram Vavu Mechitzta, shayla of Shusram, you can't make Erevin in big cities, and that would basically invalidate all the Erevin of today in the big cities, just about. And the Beis Ephraim was the one who was Mekel. He gave the kula of, and that's a fascinating machlokas between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkanos Yaakov. In my Erevin Shirim, we spent a lot of time on these opinions. And I told you that when Rav Kook became a Rav, his first Rabbanus in Russia, so his father-in-law, the Aderis, said, I want to give you some Eitza. You know, it's unsolicited advice by a father-in-law. So I want to give you some unsolicited advice. If you want to be successful in Rabbanus, you should make an Erev in the community. And Rav Kook responded, no, I follow the Mishkanos Yaakov. Don't make an Erev in the... You know, people have a very misconstrued perception of Rav Kook. You know, that Rav Kook, you know, he's known as the open... You know, whatever, however people paint Rav Kook. But he was very machmer on things, Rav Kook. What? Yeah. Right, Mechitza in the shul, right. I told you, Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think, has a lot more coolers than Rav Kook in Halacha. So the Beis Ephraim wrote a lot of svarim. So one of the classic svarim he wrote is Sefer Mat Ephraim, and Mat Ephraim is on, as we see, our Chodesh Elul Lashani Yom Kippur Chesukas Dina Kadosh Yosef. So it's interesting, you know, the Elul Tishrei Yom Tovim. Basically, he wrote a Sefer Psak Halacha. On that, it's a classic sefer. It's being reprinted and reprinted in many things here. So let's look here on page 14. Says the Mat Ephraim, Also lirchotz b'yom ha-kippur b'mechamim b'mitzoynin, fafil ha-hol sheet etzbol b'mayim osur. Now we know, im ho-yu yodo v'raglo v'shar gufo b'luchlocha b'tid o'v'tzoa. Right? Tid o'tzoa is mutter. So far, that's everyone agrees to that. Or should not have dam mechotmo. He had a nosebleed, and blood is coming out of his nose. Mutul rachson shlo osru elat rechitza shaltani. Mikol mokam tzorach lizayer shlo yirchat elo mokam hametunuf. In other words, you should only do the mokam hametunuf. Vim gufa beluchloch bekama mekomus. But say you have a lot of different, you know, you. Place, like somebody got mud over you. Yeah, there's a piece of mud over here. There's a piece of mud over here. So you can do every piece of mud individually. So he says that if you have tinuf, you know, in different places, and it's going to be a whole tircha to what are you going to. This thing, so just go into the shower at once. So they says then it's mutter. Mutter the kaddish l'mayim luchatz is called gufu pamachas, but they lasi aluchel shalav. Sherochitz machmas tina vichavin sheino hanos rechitzer ach lavir halichloch. So he said, as long as you know it's going to be a tircha to do so, so therefore he says you could do so. You could do the whole body at once, quickly, and. You know, when you want to be mavir lichluch me'al gufo. Now, I don't see him addressing, at least in this sif, the question of zuama, the machlokas moged Avram and Taz. But his chiddush is this point of you know, in other words, one could say maybe you should have to be matriach, and you know, but he says no because. The maisi, you're not doing it l'tanug, so and we don't view it as the fact that other parts of your body are getting wet at this point. As long as it's, you know, basically lavir alichluch, that's okay. So that's the chiddush. Yeah. Okay. Okay, let's see some other points here in this let's take a look. There's a lot of other things here, but it's going to take time to do, so I don't want to do it today because we're not going to have here. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah here on page 22. Here, so first in the Shulchan Aruch it says on page 20, Hasiv Beis, no tell Adam Yodav Shachris, Uvarach al Matilas Yadayim, Yizar Shalom Lito al Hatzov Kishri Etzbosov. Right. So you should only do ad sof kishrei esbaosav to the knuckles. So in the Mishnah Berurah, let's see what it says in the Mishnah Berurah here on page 22. Says on Sof Kishrei Esbos v'lo Yoser. Afil osa tzrochov v'kineach ayin b'der chayim du adin im noga b'gufo b'kom v'samchusim shom hu mochum zeya. We'll say you took your hand and you touched part of your body that's normally covered up. So we assume any part of your body that's normally covered up is a mochum zeya. You know, it's either dried or it's not dried, but it's mokum zeyah. So you have to wash your hands. Afilu lo noga brak be'etzva acha sarach lirchos kol yodo ha'kishrei esbosav. Inoga b'yodo betit overefesh ein sarach lirchos rach mokum omuchlach. Ha'in afilu l'tfilu. So he says, but he says what? No tol yodov at Sof Kishrei Etzbaosav. And then the Ramah says, V'chein Kohen Ola L'duchen. Notal Yodav Afal Pi Shein Taurus. D'chol Rov R'chitza Shein M'chav V'l'tanik Muteris. And it's Mutter for Kohen who goes up to Duchen on Yom Kippur to have the Levi wash his hands. What?
Okay.
Yeah. So here he writes, don't tell the other Avo Pishay in Taurus. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Zayin, don't tell Yodav Hanatilahu Ara Perik. So this is what? The wrist. You see, in the first halacha, in when you have, you want to daven. So it says that Sof Kishrei it's also v'lo yotze. Feel also tzrachov. Do I didn't know begufo. And for Duchenin he writes on a perek. And what's the sharp Zion say? After prima godem tzadik yishlovim to be yom kippurim die at kishrei etzba also. Yanti b'mata Ephraim shekos of the cave and the b'mata Moshe shekos of cave shemino heti kalir rabba l'dina ain loses with dvarav. So let's see. He quotes a Mata Moshe. So I happen to have the Mata Moshe here in the packet, believe it or not. Look on page 17. Who was the Mata Moshe? It's important to know who the people are. That's why I xerox for you the Sharblot. You should know who everyone is. So the Mata Moshe. Rabbeinu Moshe Mipremsla. Who was he? The Talmud of the Marshal. Yeah, 1551 to 1606 is when he lived. So let's see what he says on page 18. Tanya Osher Lurchas Biyomi Kippur Mitzas Gufa Kol Gufa. Feel Hoshi that's bow. Right, you can't wash even part of your body, even your finger. But if you muchlochim, then you can, because that's not shaltanim. But in the morning when you get up, that's called muchlochos. Anytime you go to the bathroom, you could wash your hands coming out. A few on Yom Kippur. But he says that you should do only mokum shetzarich. In other words, if ikar adin the knuckles are not, you shouldn't do till the wrist. The Tila Gemur Ara Perak. Hehei Akirish Hakonim B'Mikdash. So he says, for Duchenin, you should do what? The whole hand. So what's the difference? L'chora, yeah, let me hear.
Because that was the Maisa. The
right, because in other words, right, in other words, for Duchening, this is a parallel to Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, when they went into the Azara, they went to the Kior, and they did the whole hand. So Duchening, see, really everything should be mutter here. Everything should be really till the wrist. But he says, when it comes to Duchening, It's similar to the Rechitzas Yadayim Raglayim in the base of Mikdash, because it's an avoda duchening, right? It's the, like the avoda in the base of Mikdash. So Mamela, you should do what they did in the base of Mikdash. When it comes to washing your hands in the morning, that's not a base of Mikdash dika halacha. So then, even though technically you really can wash till the wrist, but
right,
so since you yotze there, so we don't want you to, chashash, maybe you'll have some hanah. Even though technically you're not doing the shem hanah. But, so that's the Mata Moshe he quotes. So one second, so that Mata Moshe is, and what is he quoting the Prima Gadim? The Shartzian is quoting the Prima Gadim. Let's see the Prima Gadim. Aleph, what page? Have the Prima Gadim here? Yeah. Let's see the Prima Gadim. What page is the Prima Gadim? 21. Yeah. I'm going to run at Kishrei Etzba'os. Shamash with Tishba Yom Kippur Shavim. Chalavish Mutu Nitzah Chitza Sikh Laver Zuma Mutu. Laver Zuma Shari. Zuma also. So he says that what? Now, so the after Prima Gadim, so he's going back when the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mishnah Berurah in Yud is going on Duchening. No tal Yodav at the Tilu at a Perak. He's saying even though the Prima Gadim is Mashma that you do only to the neck knuckles. But he says that we follow the Mata Moshe. So really, according to the Prima Gadim, he's claiming that even for Duchening, you should do it to the knuckles. But the Mata Moshe, so that's the Chiddush of the Mata Moshe. And he says that, so he says that we could follow, so that's why when the Mishnah Berurah says here, and a perek, the duchenin, that's because of the Mata Moshe. Ein lozes midvarv. And anyway, it's not latinuk. So it's not such a big deal if you do it till the wrist anyway. But that is, it's a chumra, ba'alma, that we do it just to the knuckles. You know? So he says, so for the tivas yadayim, we're machmir. And he's saying, Mashu the Prima Gadim, that we should be Machmer even for Duchenin. But since the Mata Moshe says not that way, based on the Mariel, then we should be here. So then we could be Mako for that. Yeah. Max?
We're using the reason because parallel to the Kohen, but are one of the means for why we do the Tila in the morning is to kind of resemble the Kohen?
Yeah, excellent. Matt is saying an excellent time. He's saying that the Chora in the morning also, the Rashba brings down, right? That it's similar to Cohen doing the Avodah also. So therefore we should be Machmir for that same reason? That's an excellent question. You hear his question. In other words, Duchenu is not only Kenegi. The deal is the other day in the morning, but maybe you could say it's a Machloikis, Rashba, and the Rosh. That's the rush, but they wrote about the Rashba, the Chuvas Arashba. He says, like Max, the Rashba is like Max. Max and the Rashba. Max and the Rashba seem to be together. The Rashba says that we, every morning when we wake up, we're like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's Max's Rashba. So Max is saying, based on that, it's more like a kasha, Max is asking. So therefore, we should be able to be make a l'chatchila to do it till the wrists, just like by Duchenin. You hear Rav Harari? You hear the kasha of Max? So it's a good kasha. Unless you say that since there's the sheet of the Rosh, so it's not... So the Rosh is differently, so we don't... Else the Rosh, you wouldn't have to do it, so then, you know... But it's still a good kasha. I like the kasha. If the Mata Moshe would be here today, you would ask him. But I like his kasha. And the Mishnah Berurah, it's interesting, quotes the Prima Gadim. But the question is, where is the Prima Gadim? That Prima Gadim, what is it referring to? Let's see that Prima Gadim again. What page again? 21. Prima Godim is here tough ratio Gimel Aleph and the Shaar Tzion. So the Shaar Tzion is on what page? So the Shaar Tzion brings down this Matan Moshe of the Mishnah Berurah. So it's tough ratio Gimel Yud. But let's look. Yeah. What? You think it should be Gimel? Gimel, one second. I was looking at Aleph. Let's see Gimel. I didn't bracket Gimel. All the Duchen, I'm going to have a parak. Yeah. I think he misquoted it in the Shaar Tzion, in the Ozer Hadar. Look at the Oz V'Hadar Mishnah Berurah. What page? What? Shaar Tzion is 22. You see, he made a mistake. Harav. Rav Ezra Hagler. You caught a mistake. In the Oz V'Hadar Mishnah Berurah. You should, yeah, like Rabbi David Wilg always used to say, write him a letter. You have to write them a letter. He quoted the wrong Prima Gadim. He made a mistake. He said, Sifkat Aleph. You see, the big mind is, why do I like the old Zvahadar, Mr. Brewers? Because he tells you where all the Makaras are. And the old Mr. Brewers, he just quoted Mokka, you don't know where it is. He tells exactly where you can look it up. But he made a mistake here. He said, Sifkat Aleph. Sifkat Aleph has nothing to do with anything. It has to do with what in the morning. We want to know Dukhanan. That's Gimel.
Mr.
I'll tell you in a second my opinions and everything. So he said, in Gimel, he quotes the. He says that he quotes the Matan Moshe, the earlier rabbi, but he says, still, on Yom Kippur, you should do Ad Kishrei Atzmos of even for Duchenin. And the Matan Moshe said not. And the Shaar Tzion says that we should follow the Matan Moshe. And that's in the Eliyahu Rabbah. So what does the Eliyahu Rabbah say? On page 19. The Tila Gemura Ad HaPerek. The Tila Gemura out of Perek. So that's the Matan Moshe. So he says, the Eli Rabba, Matan Moshe, we're going to follow them over the Prima Gadim. Which is, that was the Prima Gadim says, and Yom Kippur for Duchen, and you should also be the same. Also be the same. Max had a Chiddush. That maybe they should all be the same in the opposite direction. They should all be the same. That's out of parak. The Prima Gadim saying they're all the same for Chumrah. Max is saying they should all be the same for Kula. And Ezra says that he quoted the wrong Prima Gadim. He's right. Okay. Yes, what's your first name again?
Yehuda.
Yehuda.
Well, what does the
Matmosha
say by
resident
to
sit down
in the morning on the paper?
Let's see. What page is that? Yeah, let's see. To the Rosh Hashanah, local Yad. Hey, you shouldn't do the whole hand. Well, you can tell Mocha Matzarech, right? But you shouldn't do the whole till the wrist. But the and the Prima God says, but the Mata Moshe says that you could do. So the Nukhanin is different. Okay? Okay, everybody say. Okay, before, so we're going to do Chumash in a minute. Okay, let me just remind you, we have Sunday Shir. We have a separate, we're doing in Yonei Srara. Those that are new will learn what we're doing. And that's 11:30. And we have Mincha afterwards. And if there's any, so the mice, there's a possibility maybe we could start a little earlier this time. We'll let everyone know. Is it all the new fellows in the WhatsApp group?
Most of them should be.
If you're not in the WhatsApp group, Ilan Sasson wants you to be in the WhatsApp group.
You can speak to me or Max about
me
it.
Me or Max Schlieter.
More than happy to have you.
Okay. So, but we should come.
Pizza lunch for 2 weeks.
Pizza lunch for 2 weeks, but before the pizza lunch is Sunday. You should come to Shia on Sunday. Please come. Try to come.